Good morning and welcome to Words from the Honeycomb with Joanna Eccles. Today we will be talking about having the freedom to serve. In America, we have many rights and freedoms that come from living in the land of the free and the home of the brave. However, when we have our freedom in Christ, God wants us to use those freedoms to serve others and not to serve just our own selfish desires. Let's talk today about how we can use our freedoms to honor God and serve others. I grit my teeth and smiled as small hands yanked my hair into a braid. I was on a mission trip in Jamaica to share the love of Jesus. Drawn by the novelty of my long blonde hair, the neighborhood girls surrounded me as soon as I entered the park. Tears squeezed through my eyes as I prayed that God would leave me a few strands on my head while I honored him by becoming all things to all people. The pain was worth the gain of loving these attention-starved little ones. Before I set out to the Caribbean, our missions group held many training sessions beforehand. Our leaders instilled our team verses into us. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. And to the Jews I became a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without the law, as without the law, not being without the law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without the law. To the weak I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. 1 Chronicles 9:19-22. Paul was not admonishing believers to change their personality or alter the gospel to try to trick people into following the Lord. Instead, he wanted Christians to find areas of commonality with others so that they could connect. People don't care what I have to say until they know that I care about them. When I listen to people, I can find ways to reach them in their hurt, and God longs to restore the brokenhearted. When I serve others in love, their wounds begin to heal. And I don't have to travel to another country to go on a mission trip. Every time I leave the house, I encounter people different than me. Yet we are all created in the image of God with spirits that scream for something more than just this life. I can choose to join in their suffering or walk on by and ignore them. Instead of using my freedom in Christ to justify an obedience to God and an obligation to no one, I discover that loving God means loving people. Showing God's grace toward others by meeting them where they are does not excuse sin, but points them to the remedy that is found in Christ alone. Paul put it this way in Galatians 5:13. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. I'm not to abuse my freedom as a new creation in Christ to fill my human desires. Rather, I must die to self to serve others because of Christ's love shown on the cross. You know, I lost some hair that day in Jamaica. But the Lord loved those braids. While they played, I told the girls about the goodness of God and his great love for them. Though no one accepted the gospel that day, I planted seeds that I pray will grow into righteousness. May God show us how to use the freedom he bought for us to serve others, all others, selflessly. Thanks and have a great day.